The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 6th chapter. King Herod heard of Jesus' work, for Jesus' name had become known. Some said, John the Baptist has been raised from the dead. That is why these miraculous powers are at work in him. But others said, he is Elijah. And others said, he is a prophet like one of the prophets of old. But when Herod heard of it, he said, John, whom I beheaded, has been raised. For it was Herod who had sent and seized John and bound him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because he had married her. For John had been saying to Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. And Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted to put him to death. But she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he kept him safe. When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he heard him gladly. But an opportunity came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his nobles and military commanders and the leading men of Galilee. For when Herodias' daughter came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it to you. And he vowed to her, whatever you ask me, I will give it to you, up to half of my kingdom. And she went out and said to her mother, for what should I ask? And she said, the head of John the Baptist. And she came in immediately with haste to the king and asked, saying, I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter. And the king was exceedingly sorry. But because of his oaths and his guests, he did not want to break his word to her. And immediately the king sent an executioner with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in the prison and brought his head on a platter and gave it to the girl. And the girl gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard of it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Gracious Father, you have given us your holy word to guide and to guard us. Teach us to treasure your word, to study it, meditate upon it, and to allow it to shape and mold us into the people you call us to be. We ask this in the name of the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, last week we finished up our summer sermon series based on our lectionary readings from 2 Corinthians. So this morning we pick back up with our gospel readings in the 6th chapter of Mark. A very awkward place to re-enter the gospel story with the beheading of John the Baptist. Fortunately, we don't hear much about beheadings these days, not in this part of the world anyway. But in some parts of the world, this most gruesome form of capital punishment is still very much in practice. Militant extremists often favor this method of execution as a death reserved for the most grievous of traitors and religious infidels. Such was the case for John the Baptist. While Jesus had been gathering his first disciples and roaming about Galilee and Judea, preaching, teaching, and healing, John had continued his ministry of preaching, baptizing, and speaking truth to those in power. John was doing what John was created and called to do. He was preparing the way for Jesus. John's whole ministry, his whole purpose in life, was to make room for Jesus, to prepare people's hearts and minds to receive the Son of God, the Savior of the world, as their personal Lord and Savior. And so John preached. He preached repentance. from the powerless and poor by the banks of the Jordan out in the wilderness, all the way to the wealthy and powerful in glittering palaces in the heart of Jerusalem. John taught all people that they should turn from their sinful ways and ask God to turn them back toward him. Many who heard his words did just that. They repented. They asked for God's help to turn from their sinful ways. They stopped going their own way and doing whatever pleased them, and instead started seeking God's will and doing what he wanted and what pleased him. In all respects, John had been faithful to his calling. He had succeeded in the mission entrusted to him. But faithfulness never comes without risk. Discipleship can be very costly. King Herod was one of the wealthiest and most powerful men in Jerusalem, a Jew who had successfully climbed to the top, both in terms of affluence and influence. Even so, for all his power and wealth, St. Mark tells us that Herod feared John because John was a righteous and holy man. King Herod had heard about John's preaching of repentance, but John had taken his mission a step further. John did what no one else dared to do. He climbed right up those palace steps and fearlessly spoke the truth to the king. Camel hair wearing, locust and honey munching John held the mighty King Herod accountable for his sins. Herod had coveted, adulterated, and stolen his brother's wife, and only the lowly, meek, and humble John had the courage to tell him that these things were not pleasing to God. John alone cared enough for Herod to speak the truth to him in love and to call him to repent. And Herod heard John's words. St. Mark tells us that Herod was greatly perplexed by what John said, and yet he heard him gladly. This was not the case with Herodias, though. John's preaching really put her between a rock and a hard place. You know how every time you read scripture, you see something new? I had never seen it from Herodias' angle before. She had left her husband Philip for his brother Herod. If Herod divorced her, Philip would never take her back. Sounds like a cheesy soap opera, doesn't it? If Herod heeded John's advice to repent, Herodias and her daughter would be destitute. They would have nothing. They would have no more palace, no more fine clothes and sparkly jewels, no more lavish birthday parties at which to entertain high society friends. Herodias did not want to hear the truth. It was simply too costly. Repentance was not an option she was willing to choose. And so when she saw an opportunity to be rid of John altogether, she silenced the truth. When Herod made a hasty and foolish promise, Herodias quickly took advantage of it. And Herod then was exceedingly sorry. But because of his oaths and his guests, he did not want to break his word to her. And so with a heavy heart, Herod had John executed. Now Herod was the most powerful Jew in Palestine. He could have broken his word. He certainly could have substituted a more suitable gift for his own birthday party than a severed human head, but he didn't. Herod cared more about his reputation and pride, and perhaps his wife's fury, than he cared about and feared God. For all his affluence and influence, Herod was powerless to break his bondage to sin. The truth had been silenced, and John the Baptist was dead. So we too are dead. Dead in our sin. By his holy word, we know God's truth. We know what God hopes and wills for our lives. But all too often, our pride and fear cause us to keep silent when we should speak out, or cause us to say things we regret. Guilt and shame hold us down when we are called to stand up for what is right, to defend those who need protection. We often refuse to speak the truth because speaking the truth can be dangerous. Discipleship can be costly. But God and his truth will not be silenced. In his love, our merciful Father does not allow sin, Satan, and death to have the final word. God sent his own beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to break the bonds of sin and set us free to live for him. As we read in Ephesians, in Christ we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. God, through Christ Jesus, lavishes his grace upon us. We ought not be afraid to confront our sins, nor the sins of others. As Gerhard Forde writes in a 1997, it goes way back, 1997 article in the Christian Century, which still applies today, a theologian of the cross calls a spade a spade. One who looks on all things through suffering and the cross is constrained to speak the truth. A theology of the cross brings hope, indeed the only ultimate hope. Jesus Christ is our hope, and in him we have no fear. We are redeemed. We are forgiven. Jesus takes our sin and gives us his mercy. He takes our fear and gives us his courage. He takes our weakness and fills us with his power. And so we put our faith and trust in Christ, boldly answering his call to be his disciples. Not just to come to church, but to be the church in the world. And by his power, by the power of Christ our Lord, we can follow fearlessly and speak his truth in love. To the glory of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.